Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Terror in London and perhaps Paris as well.
What we don't want to do is let anybody think they can't go about their lives because they're feeling vulnerable or scared.
London Mayor Sadiq Khan reassuring his constituents in the aftermath of the latest incident of London terrorism as a van collided with pedestrians outside of a mosque early Monday. He later told reporters,
"These have been a terrible few weeks for London, unprecedented in recent times. We've seen the horror of the fire at Grenfell Tower. We've seen the attack on London Bridge and before that Westminster Bridge. And we saw last night the terrorist attack here in Seven Sisters. We will stay a strong city. We will ensure that we aren't cowed by terrorism and we will not be defeated. We are united today and we're going to carry on being a united city."
Authorities said officers arrested the 48-year-old driver of the van who'd been detained by members of the public at the scene. Officials clarified to reporters Monday that a man pronounced dead at the scene in northern London had already been receiving medical aid as the attack happened, that it was too early to tell if his death was related. French police say a car slammed into a police van in Paris's popular Champs-Élysées shopping district on Monday. Police in Paris tweeted from their official account that the situation was under control and that no one from the police force or the public was injured. The driver of the car is most probably dead, according to France's Interior Minister Pierre-Henri Brandet, who also said he believed that the attack was deliberate. A bomb squad is securing the scene, who said, Brandet added, and he said that the car had exploded. Police had advised the public to avoid the area and cordoned off the area near the presidential palace.